We are going to start the hour by talking about one of the biggest ones, probably the biggest one this weekend, is the Carrboro Music Festival, kicking off on Saturday, September 28th. But the big day is Sunday, September 29th. Events all day long at more than two dozen different venues all over the town of Carrboro. CarrboroMusicFestival.com is the website if you want the full schedule of performers and events. You want to take a look at all of those and plan your tour around town accordingly. But it's always a lot of fun to be in downtown Carrboro on Music Festival today. We are joined by a musician and the Music Festival coordinator, Glenn Jones, today this hour to talk about the festival. Glenn, thank you so much for being with us. How are you?
I'm great, Aaron. Thank you for having me.
And this conversation presented by Carrboro's Recreation and Parks Department. Looking forward to the next couple of days. You're behind the scenes making this happen. What's it like in the run-up for this festival? Like, this is a huge thing. So the last couple of days have got to be a flurry.
It's exciting, but it's a little, before any big event, there's a lot of moving parts and a lot of volunteers and a couple great people at Parks and Rec all working together. So little pins and needles, it's been a wonderful thing for 21 years before. We know it's gonna be a beautiful day.
Yeah. I know you've got to be obsessively watching the weather, but it looks really good, right?
Well,
it
looks like, I'm glad for us for Sunday, but I was just listening to y'all on the way in. We're approaching drought. Let us get through another beautiful, gorgeous Sunday like we had last year and then let it pour on Monday.
And then just rain all nonstop on Monday. Yeah, I'll take that. So give us a rundown. What's going to happen on Saturday and Sunday?
Saturday is just a little sort of light intro. We call it the Saturday kickoff, and that's just in Carrboro Town Commons. Have some of my buddies from the NC Singer-Songwriters Association from 2 to 5, and a bunch of good songs there. And then Sunday, starting all over at the 20, I think it's 26 venues
26,
at 1, and going all the way, let me see, the Cradle goes till, is it 11 or 11:30? Then as much music as a body can take, it's going to be going all day, all over town. It's going to be wonderful.
I see a couple of these venues start at noon, too. Second Wind, you can go at noon.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
There's some performances there, too.
Yeah, both. So, Second Wind has two stages. That's right.
We're looking at the sheet with the schedule on it, and it's printed in tiny font to fit it all on one sheet, which just underscores just how many different artists are going to be performing. And this is a free festival. It's all over town. And one of the really cool things that I love about the festival, and everyone who goes says the same thing, is you just walk around town, and I mean, you might have a list of, I want to go here and see this artist, I want to go here and see this performer, but it's the ones that you just kind of stumble upon that are the best moments.
Exactly. And I'm brand new at this post, but I had a wonderful, and I'm a working musician. I'd actually played it four or five times in the years before that. Last year, by coincidence, I had an out-of-state thing that got canceled last minute. So I actually did what you just said, walked the festival one end to the other from 1 to midnight, and had a blast. And so I thought that was really good prep to see it as a fan.
Yeah.
And, just a beautiful day. And, I'm a broken record. The thing that I think makes this, there's a million music festivals around. There's even a bunch of great ones right in our area, some great ones in the Triangle. The thing I love about this one is the diversity and that it's truly, there truly is something for everyone. There's kids from the Chapel Hill Piano Association. There's kids playing piano. There's blues rock bands. There's Cat's Cradle Backroom has a dedicated hip-hop stage all day and evening. And I knew ukulele was getting popular. I think we have three different ukulele-based bands if you're into that. So it truly, truly is, I think even more than a lot of years, it truly is something for everyone.
Speaking with Glenn Jones, and where are the bands in from? I know a lot of them are local. A lot of them we already play on Live and Local. Are they all from the area?
We try to keep it, and that, again, that's part of the mission and charm of the festival, I think, is try to keep it as local as we can. We do range as far afield as Wake County and have some good friends from Guilford County and Alamance as well. But yeah, that's it's definitely all about community.
Yeah,
and giving local folks a chance to play.
How important is it for the town of Carrboro?
I think it's huge. I don't know the numbers, to be honest with you, but I know we have thousands and thousands attending every year. Mm-hmm. Sure, it's a great day for the city. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But that reminds me. While train of thought is, please let me remind everyone. Parking in Carrboro, our beautiful, beautiful little city, can be challenging on, you know, an average Wednesday morning. So please use the Jones Ferry Road park and ride and take that shuttle. And it couldn't be easier. You know, just lock your car up and just sit back and relax and drops you right there.
That's perfect. And that starts at noon. So
yeah.
Beginning at noon, going all the way through until the end of the evening, you can take that free shuttle from the park and ride lot. So that's awesome. Again, CarrboroMusicFestival.com for more information on the festival, including the full schedule of events and the whole lineup of performers. What are you most looking forward to?
Well, again, I'm going to be on the golf cart with the walkie-talkie.
You're not getting the steps in like you were last year when you were walking back and forth.
Thank you. But about 185 acts and a bunch of volunteers know my personal cell number. So I suspect whatever I'm looking forward to hearing. There's both some, you know, from having played in different bands and solo around the area for a lot of years, there's a lot of folks I know and want to say hey to. And there's a lot of cool young, especially some young acts.
Mm. Some high school bands, too.
Yeah,
right? A lot of 27, I know. I'm looking at them right now. Yeah.
Yeah. And again, that goes back to what I was saying at first. I really love that we give some bands that, you know, maybe if it aren't going to be at the iHeart Radio Festival this year, you know, we give them a chance and a stage to be in front of a real crowd. And it's such a cool thing.
This is a better festival than iHeart Radio anyway.
Yeah. And way, way cheaper.
We all know that. Yeah.
But I know it's going to be busy and crazy, but there are a couple young up-and-coming bands and some old favorites I am hoping to check out. We'll see how it goes.
So any ones in particular you want to single out? Or?
Oh, if I do, then I'm going to make everyone else mad. I don't know. There's a little bit of buzz over the Yardarm. I like
okay.
those guys.
Yeah.
I don't know. Old friends, old friends, all my old singer-songwriter friends at Open Eye and Steel String. I hope I get to, and Vecino is where there's singer-songwriters from 1 till 10, I think. So
oh, awesome.
A lot
okay.
of those. But yeah, I'm not going to mention any more names. I'm going to make Taxicab Preacher, I have a good friend in Project Mastana who I've never seen. Looking forward to seeing them.
Nice.
And, of course, my wife's band, the Whiskey
Honey.
Yeah,
you can single them out. I think everyone's
they're
fine
amazing.
With that. Yeah.
And at that same stage last year, the cap was, Saludos Campay, the Latin dance.
Oh,
really
yeah.
fun. And they
nice.
Draw a huge crowd. And that parking lot behind Tyler's was just hopping. It was really cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I hope I get back there for some of that.
The big day is Sunday, September 29th. Again, kicking off at noon, going all day and into the night at 26 different venues. Park and ride lot at Jones Ferry Road. You can park there and catch a free shuttle in and out. Speaking with Glenn Jones, we got to wrap up, but other things that people need to know about the festival.
Apple and get our Carrboro Music Festival app, which lists all this stuff
nice.
Up to date, because there were a few minor changes after the printing of the printed program. Apple and Google Play Store. Carrboro Music Festival. Get the app for free. And
is that a new app this year? Or?
It's they had it last year.
Okay.
I think it's new and improved.
I couldn't
it's
remember.
To get
yeah.
To. Yeah.
All right. Other things that people ought to know?
I'll just like to thank our sponsors and Carrboro Town Development, Tourism Development Authority, Town of Carrboro, Dwell Real Estate, Logan Carter, Franklin Street Realty, Weaver Street Realty, Weaver Street Market, and Shared Vision Foundation. And don't forget to tip the bands and performers are working hard for you.
And it's going to be a great, great day on Sunday. Again, beginning at noon, going all night. 26 different venues across downtown Carrboro. Easy parking at the Jones Ferry Park and Ride Lot. Park there, take the free shuttle in. That's your easiest way to get in and get the full schedule of events and performers and a whole lot more information at CarrboroMusicFestival.com. You can also download that app as well. Glenn Jones, thank you so much.
Aaron, thank you so much, and thanks to WCHL for the support.